Well, good day. My name is Jeff O'Brien, and it's my privilege to be your radio pastor for the day. And what I would like to share with you today is this. I am always with you. Like as I've mentioned already, but it's a privilege to be here with you today. And I just love WMHR. I want to share with you a summertime experience. You know, we got going winter coming up, so I figured let's do a summer experience that I had to think of many years ago, and you might be able to relate with it. My wife and I had taken up the sport of biking. And we had purchased a bike rack so that we can go to some of the other area biking trails around here. Well, this particular evening, I was alone, and I was kind of ready to bike the west side trail of the Onondaga Park, Liverpool there. And I enjoyed using the app and on my mobile phone where you could kind of actually track, you know, back in how many miles you'd rode and see the path that you'd taken. It was really kind of cool. It's not as much as it used to be because it's pretty commonplace nowadays. But here's what God showed me, a valuable lesson. During this time, I reached for my phone and quickly realized that I did not have it. I had left my phone at home. I experienced a wave of emotions that really surprised me. Like, oh no, now I'm not connected. What if I need to call someone? What if someone is trying to call me? All these what ifs race through my mind, and you could just tell it was just a weird feeling. I'm not connected. Oh my goodness. Have you been there? Well, more than likely, you probably have, and it's not fun. Well, after I calmed down just a little bit, I started thinking. I said, wait a minute, Jeff, hang on here. What did you do before you carried all these cell phones and different things? And I said, well, when you weren't accessible most of the time, you made it. I made it. Everything worked out. I just had to relax. Then I realized I am so glad that we can connect with Jesus 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I don't have to have a special device or a special language that I may forget. We can communicate with Jesus anytime, any place, as often as we want, and you'll never have to worry about getting charged over for your allotted usage. I'm thinking, praise Jesus. So, in conclusion here, wherever you are today, know that God is there, and you can talk to Him. I close with this verse from Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Matthew 28, 18 through 20. It's been a privilege of mine. My name is Jeff O'Brien, and it's my privilege to be your radio pastor for the day. Have a great day. Bye-bye.